The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
I forgot my headphones.
Hola.
I called and I was like, what's missing? Oh, my headphones. I don't even know where they are.
When I it's been a long time and I have noticed before, but you switch to earbuds like this. How come you don't
like
rock
the... a year and a half ago.
I know, but like, was there a I know it's been a long, long time and I have noticed, but I just was wondering what... I never asked what the reason was.
I don't know. Just... Okay, here's the thing. I never wear these types of headphones ever.
Oh, like in the ear.
Yeah, I just don't like them.
Oh.
But so I just always wore the over one because I always wear the over one. So they're just, it was just like a go-to comfortable.
Yeah.
And then one day I was like, I didn't even think I had a set of these.
Oh, really?
And one day I was like, oh, let me just put them in. And it's way easier now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it like kind of has like some similarity, some continuity. Looks like we're on the same page here.
Oh, yeah. Like we're in the same room.
Are we? Shh.
Our headphones are connected.
All right. Welcome to this episode.
Moving on. So Joey, I was talking to Joey right now about lowering the front of his truck. And I was like, okay, I got to go. SD Joey. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I got to go. We're going to record a podcast. He goes, F that. Talk about unwritten law. Ha, 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 ha.
He was really upset.
I know.
He was really upset you didn't mention that part of your journey. When we sat down with Jaime in Georgia, afterwards you went down to San Diego to hang out with Joey and go to an Unwritten Law concert.
Yeah, and me and Joey went and we were sitting there, standing there, and a guy walked by with a severed ties hat on. And I didn't see him, Joey did. So I told Joey, go walk up to him and show him your Forbidden Fantasy hat. Like, what's up, dude? And he did, and we ended up knowing him. Mm-hmm. It was the guys from the IE and the guy that actually owns Eric's old truck.
And does he own Eric's old truck and the Blue Ranger, or is that a different dude?
That's a different dude.
Were they both there? He
was there.
Okay, yeah. So they were both there.
They were both there, and then a third guy too. And we ended up just like having fun with them.
That's cool.
It was super fun. It was one of the best nights.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I saw the pictures from it. I honestly thought that you guys, not necessarily planned it out, but like... we're like, oh, hey, you're going. Oh, we're going, like, kind of thing. But
you would completely think that.
Right, right. It's this thing that we exist in is not very big. So when you do see stuff like that out of the ordinary, it's kind of one time I was cruising down the freeway up in NorCal somewhere, and I see this car fly past me, and it had a little Freaks of Nature sticker in it. And so I spit up, and I'm like, you know, waving, and they're like, what the hell? And I pull out my cup that says Forbidden Fantasy, and they're like, oh, weirdo.
No, the downfalls of driving a stock vehicle as a daily.
That's true. I mean, but then my daily is kind of recognizable because it's on the banks. There are not...
Yeah, but not when you're driving.
Well, no, yeah, they just look like chrome wheels, yeah.
It's a... I mean, I have the same problem. I had the same problem in the Maverick, same problem in, you know, it's just like, you see something and you're like... They should recognize me, but
someone did. Remember that time when we were coming back from Sacramento and someone
The Maverick was lowered though then.
So you're saying like 100% completely stock.
When it was stock. Yeah. You just see, because you're just like, you notice them because they're in a cool car.
Right.
And you're like, I wish they would notice me. Oh, I'm not in a cool car.
That's true. Good point. But yeah, so there you go, Joey. Brian said it.
I talked about it. Stop texting me.
He like texts you every day. He's like, so did you mention about the whole thing?
I know. I said, I'll talk about it when you lower the front of your truck.
I know. So what was that conversation about if we're going to put him on blast?
Well, so I was just messing with him. I was like, bring your truck out. We'll have Panda Body drop it. It'll be like $30,000.
Oh, that's easy. And he's like,
He's like, what? And I was like, no, I'm just playing. And then right now.
It's like 20, but it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then so like right now he sent me a picture that Crooked took from the show, and he was like, thanks for convincing me to take it, because I was giving him crap because he wasn't going to take his truck.
Right, right. Yeah, we talked about that last week. And yeah. He basically scumbagged him into bringing it.
Yeah, I'm real good at that. When mm-hmm. it, especially when it's like before, when I didn't bring my truck, I didn't care. But now I'm right. like, hey. So it was a cool photo. And his truck is really cool anyways.
His truck, the paint is super clean. It's and the just, graphic yes. is nice yep. and subtle. And it's like, it looked really good. Other than being 35 feet off the ground. That's a lot of crap to talk from a person who drives a truck that just lays frame.
Yeah, but yours lays flat. His it does, his yeah. has that Tacoma. It little, sits on the cross member in the front. So I told him, I was like, just bring it out here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bring it out here. We'll take it to Pandas. And I was like, it won't be that expensive. And he said, your not expensive is way different than my not expensive. And well, I was like, no, they're the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just letting you know, like, it wouldn't be that much because we would just have to Z the frame right there.
Right. And to be fair, he lives in San Diego, one of the most expensive places on earth.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. That's your not, expense. Yeah. Your Joey, your priorities are just wrong. You take care of a family exactly. and stuff.
I know. Like kid, wife,
kid,
career.
Yeah. That's stupid.
I was thinking. I had to go up. There we go.
Oh, yeah. How do you like your new chairs now that you've had them for a while?
I don't like them.
No?
I told you I fell in one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you still have them.
No, I still have it. I'm also a piece of crap, and I'm not going to go out of my way to change anything. So
I'm just you know when you don't it. Like something, you can change it.
I know. Free will, but not today. No, it's not bad. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. That's the thing. It's not like I hate it. I just don't mind it. And if my mom's listening, thank you, Mom, so much for the kind gift that you gave me.
Does she listen to this?
No, not at all.
Oh.
But anyway, so welcome to Forbidden Fantasy Part 2, the Forbidden Fantasy Talk Part 2.
I have no notes.
I have tons of notes. Sweet, I like good. How I've become the note guy.
You have this last
couple
three
months.
Or 4 months.
Yeah, a few months. I'm the note guy.
I'm going to get back on track.
That's fine. We go through swings. There's going to be a point where I don't have anything going on, and you'll have everything going on.
True. And did we have... I noticed, and I didn't sign into the drop Instagram, but I noticed that there were chats in there.
Oh,
Did you look?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I could peruse it.
Because I asked people if they had questions about the show to message the Instagram last week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And well, I did not go in there because I'm still tending to the FFF show page.
Uh-huh.
That's going to dwindle soon, and then I will not go on that page until like June.
Are people still asking questions?
No, they're just like tagging, so I want to reshare their stuff.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, there's only three messages in here, and one's Taco from Australia, so you know how those go.
He messaged me on the Grindr TV one last night, or no, just on my personal Facebook, and he said, come back to Australia, bring Frank, and bring Chewbacca. And I said, who's Chewbacca? And he goes, I don't remember his name.
Chupas.
I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, that guy's cool.
Chupas is great. When the three of us get together, is amazing. And then you throw in a mic and it's ultra amazing.
It is.
But anyway, so I got some house cleaning to do. Couple things that we can jump off the jump here. Wanted to talk about, first of all, the Switch giveaway. So when we were recording last weekend, they had announced the giveaway, but they hadn't announced much details. So I just wanted to go over the details of their giveaway. If you don't know, Switch Suspension is giving away a mini truck. It's an 89 standard cab Toyota, body dropped on. And I love this part of the video where he's like, period, correct, old school Alba Banks. I was all
sick. I also love when he was kept saying it's a 2.2 liter.
And it's a 2.0 liter, right?
It's a 2.4 liter.
Oh, those are 2.4.
The 22Rs are 2.4 liters.
Oh, then what does 22 mean?
It just means two. It just means 22. I don't know.
Because usually, the numbers 20, indicate.
Yeah, usually it is, but it's not on those. Like the 20Rs are 2.2 liters.
Oh, I see. I just always called them 2.0 liters and 2.2 liters.
No, 2.4.
Oh,
when he said that, I almost made a comment, and then I go, whatever.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, Seth. You should just know this.
Anyway, so they're giving that away. They're giving it away at Mini Nats. And
you have to be there.
You have to be there. And to enter, you go over to the Swiss Suspension booth. And while you're there, pick up all the parts you need, because they're going to have a crap ton of parts at the show.
So, and then bang, and then go to your left and come to our booth and buy
stuff. Yeah, we're right there.
Yeah.
Please. But anyway, so you're buying a poster, which I don't think they have announced that yet. They haven't showed the poster off yet, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't really announced many details of it.
I know. I think that's kind of interesting. They're like, we're giving away a truck. We'll let you know about it.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Just go to Mini Nats, come to the Switch booth and enter, and then come to our booth and buy stuff.
Yes, because I don't know exactly how much the posters are going to cost either.
I don't know either, so, but I know that they're
only selling. Next week we'll have a slightly more information. Yeah.
Well, I know that they're only selling so many.
Oh, really?
So there's a limit. So they want to sell out Saturday. That way the new owner can cruise it up and down the strip on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to win it.
I can't wait for you to win it and you drive it home.
I am 100%. We were sitting Saturday night. We're hanging out at the canteen, and Seth was out there, and we're talking about the truck and stuff. And I'm all, yeah, man, I am going to drive it. It's 100% going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. And when you break down.
You're going to leave me behind?
We're going to keep going, because I told you to take the cash.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. There is a cash option. So if you
think there is a cash option.
We think, again, more information to come. But yeah, so if you win and you don't necessarily want an 89, old school body dropped, big body drop.
Conventional body drop. Yeah, that's the funny thing, right? Because you'd think that this is a good idea. Like, Switch, it is a great idea.
Oh, it's amazing.
But then there's the part of, what if someone wins it and they can't get it home?
I guess there's going to be an 89 Toyota for sale at Mini Nats.
I said, well, Tom Jenkins will be there. I said, just have him take it to
whoever. Oh, yeah, because it was originally Tom Jenkins' truck. They bought it off of him. And then, so the quick story on that is they go up to, he's from Prescott, Arizona?
Prescott.
It's Prescott, Arizona.
It is Prescott. It is Prescott.
So they went up there.
Anybody says.
They bought the truck from Tom. They went, they painted it, they cleaned up some stuff. They're very adamant in saying that they did not build the suspension on this truck.
Yeah.
They're saying that. They did not build the suspension, but they did paint it. Killer paint job, though. Love the color. Yeah. The color is super sick. And also in the announcement video, they were saying that originally it was supposed to be a gold color. That didn't work out, so now it's blue. But it's still a house of color blue, so it's super sick.
And they painted it at Switch.
Yeah, they bought an $800 booth or something.
Yeah, they bought an inflatable booth and painted it there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love the whole idea. It's so much fun. It's going to be killer. I can't wait to experience it. And I'm going to enter, and I'm going to win. Mainly because I need those 18s.
Yeah?
Yeah, those are the wheels I want for other stuff.
Why don't you just buy those wheels?
They never come up. They're always 20s. Well,
when was the last time you asked someone to look for those wheels for you?
Well, I didn't ask anybody to look for the wheels, but I've been since our talk with Brent about Facebook Marketplace, I've been a little more like kind of going on there and perusing around. Dude,
it's amazing.
Yeah, I love Facebook Marketplace. I don't know, man. I guess I've just been living in the Stone Age or something. But yeah.
Well, you've never been like, that's the thing, right? You have these things that you want, but you actually never pursue them.
Correct.
So if you would start pursuing certain things and start, it's just like the chair. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, I don't really like the chair. Well, fix things.
Do something about it.
Do something about it. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily the chair, because that's a little mean because it was a gift. But like.
Yeah, the sentiment. I understand the sentiment.
You see, yeah. Like just go after certain things that you want.
I'm doing it.
Did you watch Ben's new video?
I have that on my notes.
That.
Oh my God.
Was so good. He was so sending good. Me pictures while that was happening, and I was so confused at what was happening.
Me too.
Because he was sending me photos of the shopping cart with wheels in it. And I was like, did you take wheels to the store? That's I don't understand what's going on right now.
Because, and also wasn't in his video for, okay, first of all, our friend Ben Turpik, his channel, Ben Turpik, right? That's the name of his channel. So he bought a set of wheels at a Goodwill. Someone tipped him off to these wheels that were sitting at a Goodwill. They were 3-spoke, 17-inch Anteras. And he went and bought them. They were there. All four of them with caps.
With caps.
And if you want to, like, we won't go the whole thing because you go watch the video because it's amazing and you to learn the story of how all this came about. Also, like, it wasn't in the video, but there was this clip of like this super fisheye lens. It almost reminded me of a skate video. I thought he did that. I thought he was like doing a joke or something, taking the wheels in there, putting them in a cart. Like, cause he's like, you know, he's like the wheel guy and he's like the deal guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a, some sort of stunt, but it wasn't.
No, but that's the, what I'm saying. If you want those wheels, mm-hmm. ask him, like him and Carl from No Regrets, mm-hmm. their marketplace, like Carl will find you anything you want. And he enjoys it. So it's like a challenge to him. So if you're like, hey, Carl, find me some Alba. What do you want? They're Blaze?
Banks.
Find me some 18-inch Alba Banks. Mm-hmm. And he'll just be like, okay.
Yeah.
And like these people, it's like a challenge to him.
I'm going
to
do that.
Yeah.
For other things.
Yes.
But yeah, Ben's video is super killer. I think we talked about Switch and their giveaway and everything. Switch is also the sponsor of this podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to shout them out and kind of explain what's going on. Also, a little house cleaning is Doug from Creative House. Mm-hmm. Just mentioning him because he does a lot for us too. And I feel like we kind of never mention it.
That's fine.
But Doug, thank you for everything that you do.
No, because now Doug charges me full price for everything, so I can't care about mentioning him.
Scratch that.
No. Speaking of Doug,
yeah,
we got our giveaways for the Mini Nets show. We got our Grindr TV choice and our creative or custom life choice,
which I showed off in a couple of videos ago.
Yep, but we also have a drop choice not made by Doug this time.
Correct. Yep.
Daniel Smith from Smithworks is painting a skate deck for us.
Yeah, that's cool.
And we're gonna give that to somebody at MiniNets. So we have all these things to do at MiniNets that we hopefully will not forget to do.
No, we can't. We've forgotten some other things. We can't forget these things. We have to do it.
Put it in your notes.
I put it in my notes, yes. Those are the two kind of like, there's some other things too that we can talk about as we move along. What?
We have, the thing is though, is we are showing up to MiniNets really early. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of time to think about the things that we forgot at home this time.
That's true. Oh, so we can have them shipped?
So when we get to the cabin, we could be like, oh, yeah. Instead of getting there on Thursday and just going right into it mm-hmm. and then forgetting on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Also, our mini nats, since we're on the subject, our early mini nats, we're going to be sitting down with Daniel Smith, yep. talking to him about his thing. Like, he's a painter. He's from Florida. He's painted some really cool stuff.
He used to have a merch company.
Yeah. Yeah. He used to have a merch company.
Yep.
Wasn't he a bodybuilder? I don't know. I think I'm making that up.
I don't know. Some of his, I think he showed me a picture one time. I was like, damn, fool, you were buff. And he had like long hair.
It was like some sort of model or bodybuilder or something. I don't know. We'll get in the mud about that. Yeah. But we're also going to have a few other guests. I want to free think some stuff. I was going to do this post pod, but screw it. Right. What about, if we set up a thing? Cause you said that we were going to, you mentioned in one of the chats that like we should set up just four mics and just kind of like free thought, you know, a podcast or something. What about if we invited people over? Not like give out the address and or whatever, but like put a thing out there like, hey man, if you really want to sit down and talk with us and you got something interesting to say, we'll shoot you the address. You come over and talk to us.
Yeah, but I don't want to tell people no.
That's what happened. Yeah, that's true.
You know, no offense to anybody.
Good point. It'd be like 50 people.
Yeah, and we get in trouble.
And then you lose the deposit. Airbnb.
Yeah, so we do have three scheduled guests, and we will talk about those later. And then, yeah, I want to do like an all-house podcast.
That'd be fun.
Everyone that's staying at the house, it's you, me, Lindsay, Joey, Jeff, and Tuna, mm-hmm. and from Perfect Poise. So like just have four mics at a table, and there's people in the kitchen making food, and then you know some people comes grabs a drink, and it's just like a free-for-all.
That's cool. I like that,
and I think it would be fun.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
We'll have to do it on Thursday night, probably like later at night, mm-hmm. Because that's Joey gets there Wednesday night,
right? And then we're going on a little day trip out to Pigeon Forge.
We're going on an adventure,
dude. I'm super stoked.
We're going on go-karts too. We're going on go-karts.
Oh yeah, we're doing everything. Yeah, that town is just wild.
Yeah,
the whole thing is wild.
Yeah, and this time the Titan won't be clicking and clacking up the hills. It'll be
have AC.
It'll have AC.
You won't let
me.
Did
it have AC then, or just on the way home it broke?
No, it broke on the way out there because got there. It worked all the way up, and it must have happened right before we got there because we got there in the evening, and then the next day I jump in and I turn on the air and I'm like, hey, something's wrong.
Maybe that's why you were like off kilter last year.
Maybe. I don't know. I was out of it though, but not this year. Yeah. I'm on it.
Not this year. This year is going to be fun.
Yo, man. Dude, my prep right now, I don't want to like.
You got a new shirt. Are you talking about your new shirt coming out?
Not yet. Or
not yet.
That's okay. Still in the works.
Okay.
But no, I've to pat myself on the back and hopefully it doesn't jinx me, but I'm on it, man. Basically what I'm trying to get, like usually what I'll do, excuse me, I'm just burping everywhere. Usually what I'll do is I'll print, you know, get everything ready. And then like the day before I leave, I'll organize the trailer and get everything. I'm doing it like as I go. So I did a bunch of overstock. So that was really nice to restock everything. I still do have to print some things, but I'm like printing, organizing, getting ready, So like, I want to be ready a couple days before I leave.
Yeah.
You know, so I can just basically be like, well, I'm ready to go, you know?
Yeah. And also there's those things that we always forget,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And now your brain will have time to remember those things versus just trying to do the regular stuff.
Right.
So one thing I've changed is now when I unload, so the last time we recorded was Sunday. So Monday morning I woke up, I unloaded my truck out of the trailer. I unloaded all the crap. And then like the next 2 days was basically like a cleanup of the garage and sorting everything out.
Okay. For the aftermath of the whole show.
Yeah. So club stuff had to sort out, take the trailer back to storage. And then I had to sort the grinder TV stuff out. But what I'm doing now is I'm restocking when I put the totes back onto the shelf instead of restocking before I leave.
Right. So you mean like the night when I rock up there and we're going to leave the next day?
Yeah. Not restocking.
Yeah.
Just actually, well, the ones that you have to bring out at the restock.
That's okay. That's fine. Yeah. Those will be right. Those will be easy though. Cause
those will be easy. Yeah. And there won't be a big, won't have a pre-order going and all that stuff. So, but excuse me. So I'm just trying to prepare a little bit more too.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Look at us.
And the easy ups are already in your trailer.
Mm-hmm.
There's tables already in your trailer.
Yep. It's already halfway packed.
Well, we're going to take the trailers and put them in the bed of my truck again, I think, like we did last year. We put all the tables in the bed tables. Of the Titan.
You said trailers. So I was like, what?
No, the table's out of the trailer, put them in the bed of the Titan. So that frees up all that floor space.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
For all the stuff. That's what we did last year, and it worked out really well.
Yeah. Because
I know I'm taking a little bit more stuff, and I'm assuming Lindsay's probably taking some more stuff.
I'm taking a little more stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna put your trailer to work.
We're going
to
bend another axle, baby.
Bend another axle.
But yeah, there's really no reason for the tables to be actually inside the trailer other than, you know, getting stolen, and not really worried about that.
No, not at all. Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And we're going to have a lot more mini Nats talk in the next couple weeks leading up to heading out. So we have plenty of time to talk about that. Also, more house cleaning. So I mentioned Los, his Sunset Cruise Night, the 15-year last week. I have some more accurate info on that because I was just sort of like kind of recollecting what he told me at the show. So he mm-hmm. texted me and where did it go? Hold on. Sorry. I guess I could. Hold the phone. What's happening here? Sorry.
It's all right. Dead air, people. Frank has notes, and he's trying to find out where he put a note about Los.
I could have just switched it. Oh, that's because it's in a Facebook message. Look at me.
Oh, you're doing your notes on your phone.
I am doing my notes on my phone. Just that's what I've been also doing a lot lately is just like when I remember something, just jot it down in my phone rather than waiting to write it down in the book.
Yeah, I have a list on my phone, and it just says to do is the title.
Mm-hmm.
So anything at all that I have to do goes on that list.
Oh, just any thought.
Just anything that I have to do. And then I'll just like right now I have to send two banners out to someone and I just put it on there and then I delete it as I do it.
That's a good idea.
So it's just a constant to do because there's, you know, you just forget.
So the Sunset Cruise Night, it's the 15th anniversary. This is the 15th year of them hosting their cruise night. It started in 2010. The first one is going to be Saturday, April 19th. And then after that, they'll be hosting a monthly event from April to... My gosh, I can't talk. Let me start again. So the first cruise night is Saturday, April 19th. And we'll... I'm just reading it off here. And we'll be hosting a monthly event from April till October. And I don't understand what that means. And a 50-50 each month. So they're basically going to do like a raffle and a 50-50 each month.
And are you, is Frank going to go to these cruise
nights? I am going to go to these cruise nights. You know one thing you didn't mention, Los? Just kidding. There's an event right here. Is where it's at. It's at Burger Town USA in Ontario off of Archibald. Ontario, California, off Archibald, and it's called Burger Town USA. So that's where they're going to be hosting this event at.
Cool.
So I wanted to clean that up. Yeah, moving along. So the other thing, and this one's gonna be a little off the rails, but Whoa. Bear with me. Okay. Nothing crazy. It's just not to do with trucks.
You're like, this would be a little off the rails. I quit.
Yeah, I just flip the whole thing. I'm out. Bye. I'm done. I'm gonna go.
Do we have contingency plans for if one of us quits?
No.
No, there's nothing. Like, I don't have I think I would just have like Will Freeman just come over the house and we would just talk every week.
Yeah, that'd be good. What do I do?
I don't know. You would have to go, you and Doug.
Oh, yeah, me and okay, there we go.
Yeah, that's you just go over to Doug, set up a little podcast studio over there and you and Doug run with it.
Yeah.
And I think that would actually be really good.
You're like, and now I'm gone.
And I'm just going to quit just to hear that.
Yeah. It's like a what do they call that? Not a side project, but like when it's like an offshoot of a main
it's like franchise. It's like your band. It's like your spinoff band.
Yeah, it's a spinoff. Yeah. You'll have you and Will, and I'll have me and Doug.
Yeah, Doug always makes a comment that we're just going to disappoint him with this episode. So let's put the pressure on him.
Right, and I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to sit there. Like, yeah, go ahead, Doug.
Yeah,
what do you have to tell the world?
Last one episode before you got canceled.
Yeah, that might not be a good idea. But anyway, okay, so a little off the rails. So, but it does have to do with the show, but it does not have to do with the show. So leading up to the show, a lot of people were coming in from literally all over the world, different countries, different states, different cities. And a lot of them, if they were coming from like either SenCal, SoCal, flying into LAX, they were coming through my hood to head out to Laughlin. So I got a lot of people asking about Del Taco. I post a lot about Del Taco. Like every time I rock up there, I'm stopping at Del Taco. I'm getting my double Del and two chicken softs or bean burritos or whatever. And so I just want to clear the air on some stuff because it's confusing. Because if you Google original Del Taco in Barstow, three of them will pop up. So it's always people are asking me like, I thought, where's the original one? Well, they're all the original one. Because let me give you a little brief Del Taco history. And this is where it's going to go off the rails, and I apologize. But anyway, so Del Taco was started by a guy. I won't go into like way deep. I could go very, very deep on this subject because I love Del Taco lore, but I'm going to give you the expedited explanation, which is basically guy started Del Taco in the 60s, ran it for a long time. It eventually got bought out by a huge conglomerate. I don't know what it's called. Actually, I think Jack in the Box owns it. Jack in the Box owns a lot of restaurants if you actually Google it. But so
do you remember when Jack in the Box killed people?
Yeah, in the mid-90s.
Yeah, people just forgot about that.
I had to cut my hamburgers in half for like 10 years because I was worried I was going to die.
You didn't stop going there. No, I didn't stop going
there. Like, I just made sure that they were cooked all the way. I had to cut them in half.
Like they were super good hamburgers and you had to have them. They're not good hamburgers. You could have just went to somewhere else.
I knew a guy who got sick from it. He ate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he ate Jack in the Box, got deathly ill, but he was on his way down to Mexico. So he ate it, got into Mexico, fell deathly ill, and had to spend like a few weeks in Mexican hospitals to get better. It was wild. It was like in the mid-90s sometime. Anyway, he's still alive. He's very old now, but he's still alive. Anyway, Jack in the Box bought them out at some point. Well, part of the stipulation was he was selling the franchise to this big conglomerate, but part of the stipulation was that he gets to keep the original three restaurants in Barstow. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're all called the original Del Taco, because technically they are all original. They're not affiliated with the Del Taco franchise.
Yeah.
Well, they are affiliated with the franchise because they are franchises, but not with the company. They set their own prices. They use their own ingredients. They stick to the same menu, but just kind of like change it a little bit, just like kind of the quality of ingredients they use. So if you had a regular Del Taco, a bean and cheese burrito, and then you drove up there and got a bean and cheese burrito there is a huge difference. You'd be like, this is a different restaurant.
Yeah.
So that's why it's when people Google it, you know, they wonder why that they all say original. The second thing so the one that I go to is off of Linwood Road, the 15 in Linwood. That's the one that I always go to, that I always take photos of if you watch my stories. So the second question is, what's your order? And I said that earlier, double Del cheeseburger, two chicken softs. Or since it's, you know, Lent, well, I don't get the double cheeseburger. I just get I get shrimp tacos. But anyway, that's regardless. So that's the Del Taco stuff. I love Del Taco. I could talk about it. We could do a whole episode on just the history of Del Taco.
Yeah. I had a bunch of people ask me too about that. They're like, I'd always tell them if you're going between there and there, always stop at the Del Taco. And they said, which one? I said, it doesn't matter. Just anyone in Barstow.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And so, then, yeah. So that was that. So I just wanted to clear the air on that one because funny enough, I did get a lot of messages asking about that.
Yeah, Del Taco is way better than Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. Will
says
Taco Bell is better than Del Taco.
Will Freeman?
Will Freeman, the producer of this podcast.
Yeah, well, he's a liar.
He's wrong.
Yeah, and he's now fired.
No, we need you to tell us when we're screwing up.
Everyone out here in Phoenix, you ask them which one, and they always say Taco Bell.
Really?
That's interesting. I don't know if it's because there are Del Tacos out here, but there's not a lot of them.
There's not, because it is a Southern California franchise.
Yeah.
But, and I think also it's like a newer thing. So like if you grew up in the Phoenix area when you were a kid, I don't think there were any out there.
Probably not.
So that's why you kind of got used to the whole Taco Bell thing and then assumed.
Taco Bell is like it's just cheap. You could just go there and spend $10 and get a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Del Taco is just better.
It tastes far superior.
Yeah, it is.
And we won't even get into Baker's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Baker's or In-N-Out or it doesn't matter.
Right. People do know that this is part food podcast because we are food centric around here.
Well, yeah, and food is just really good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the Del Taco stuff right there. Another thing. Another one. We didn't mention it last week, or maybe we did, but our friend Donald LeBlanc, did you pull yours out? I should have told you to pull yours out.
No, it's in my Tacoma.
Oh. So our friend Donald came up with a coloring book. It's called Mini Truck Car Shows Coloring Book, and... if you go back and listen to the episode that we had Donald on, if you listen to the whole episode, you'll walk away understanding that Donald is always doing something.
Yeah.
They're just like, I mean, and not like, and it's not even like things that kind of go together. It's like photography and woodworking and publishing coloring books.
Yeah.
Like those three things by themselves don't have anything to do with anything with each other, but add Donald into it and it all makes sense.
And you can buy these on Amazon for $10.
Yep, you buy them on Amazon. It's really cool. He basically, what it is it's all photos from the 2024 Forbidden Fantasy show.
Yeah, and my favorite part about the entire thing is the very first photo.
This one, you mean this one right here?
Let me see. Hold on. I can't.
No, it is. It's the one you're talking about.
The very first photo is my truck from last year at the Forbidden Show with trash behind
just a pile of trash. Well, I mean,
every photo of my truck from last year, photo, video, just had trash behind it.
Right.
From our booth. So this year I made sure, you know, so I was like, okay, I want to make sure that all the stuff behind my truck is clean. And it's one of those things that I've been working on as far as just the aesthetics and the appearance of like the booth and making sure like it's presentable and all that stuff. Cause I think that's super important.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So, but he made that and there's trash behind it. Then he made the little card, the little etched card, trash behind it.
I mean, it is funny, right?
It's hilarious. Yeah. No, it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's super funny. It's super cool. Mini truck car show. So go on Amazon.
Is there any pictures of your truck in there?
I don't know. Why you gotta be like that?
I'll just shut my computer now. Yeah,
one other thing he mentioned is go on Amazon, purchase the book. And also when you're searching it on Amazon, mini truck, one word.
Okay.
Mini truck, one word, car shows, coloring book. You'll find it. $10 straight to your
door.
And he's gonna
make more.
Yeah, so he was out there again at the show taking a bunch of photos, and he's going to do another one, which might turn into a thing. What about if every edition of his coloring book is just photos from the Forbidden Fantasy show, and you get to see the evolution of vehicles at the show?
And your truck will never be in there.
Yeah, my truck, no, next year.
I did feel that this year you were like, in your head, you're like, okay, I'm bringing my 400 dude, next year for sure.
I told you last episode, like, it was. It was like, I felt genuinely bad, you know? Because you have these, like Devin, like we talked about last week, Devin and Tony and Joey and Joe and like so many people went the extra mile, brought their vehicle, represented. It looked hard too, like when all they were all lined up like that, like in the middle. Yeah. Like it was cool too, like how they ended up like right in the center of the parking lot, almost like featured, and it just looked hard, like all these forbidden trucks sitting out there.
Yeah, yeah, it is funny because they're like, "Yeah, I drove my truck for this long. Where do you live?" And you're like, 3 hours away.
Yeah,
yeah. So next year,
no, 100% next year. It's I'm gonna have something there. I love this like alluding that I'm doing.
I know. We'll see if
we'll see if it's not. Yeah. No. Next year, just a 4Runner sitting there.
Yeah. It's nothing.
Yeah. Oh, it's nothing. No, it's going to be something. I'm that 100% for sure. I will be representing in some way because, like, you know, on the real though, like we were talking about this before about like setting, just doing things and inspiring other people, and yeah, that was the thing. Like I saw that. It registered in my brain, like, you know, to quote our good friend, Matt, be a better member. Mm-hmm. So I'm out there trying to be a better member. Hey, I was a better member. I didn't mention this last week, but while you were doing the show stuff and the booth was set up and it was kind of chill, I wiped down your truck.
I know.
I cleaned the windows.
I know.
I cleaned out all the
rocks. Did you clean
it
with the cleaning stuff that I brought?
No, I just got a rag. And just it was just like dust. It wasn't like anything that needed like hardcore like cleaning.
Because I actually brought a bucket of cleaning stuff for my truck.
Was that that?
And then it was that red bucket.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And then I forgot about it. Yeah. It's this whole addition to this new thing that when you bring a truck, you actually have to clean it. And I'm just like not used to that.
Right.
And I don't even have to clean mine very well because it's just primer and it's like kind of messed up. But the day that I paint it, I'm going to be like, man.
Yeah, I know. Yes, that's the exact scenario with a 4Runner too. Because then you wash it, you wipe it down, and then there's a little water streak, and you got to go wipe that off, and then the wheels.
Yeah,
and then,
it really makes like having a patina old truck, like you're like, I just want that.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I helped out. I was really surprised. Why were there so many rocks in your bed?
I don't know.
It was really weird.
It was really weird. I think when I stopped in Havasu to put the tires on the wheels, when we put, I don't know what happened, if rocks got in the, I don't know what happened.
Maybe just from driving it.
No, it was literally something on the ground. Oh. Like, I don't know, but it definitely was something that had rocks in it. And then we put it in the bed.
Oh, I see.
We stacked the bed full of stuff because there was no more room in the trailer.
Okay. That makes a ton of sense. That makes, that's probably what happened. That leads me to say you didn't drop your new video this week. Are you going to drop it?
No, I haven't even finished it yet.
Oh, okay. So we can't even talk about that yet?
No, we can because I should finish it this weekend.
You sure?
I don't know.
You want to talk about it? You can edit this part out. It's going on your channel.
We'll talk about it next week. We're already at 37 minutes. So.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, we'll talk about all the exciting stuff going on with your truck.
Yeah, because I don't know exactly how it's going to pan out because I might drive it to a little cruise night show thing tonight.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy's doing it. But we'll see. I always say I'm going to go do something, and then like it comes time to do it. And I was like, I'm just going to stay home.
It's really... See?
I'm kind of a piece of crap.
No, I know. Me too. Duh. But that's what I'm saying.
And I project that, like, my being a piece of crap onto telling everyone else they're pieces of crap for not taking their cars.
That's fine. I'm used to it.
Because it's easy. It's easy to project.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why you asked me, like, are you going to go to the cruise nights, the sunset cruise nights? And I say, but it is that, man. It's just, and like, it's all excuses. It's all excuses because they're like, we always say there's dudes out there who put in freaking 60 hour weeks and then figure out how to work on their truck and take it to shows, you know? So excuses, excuses, excuses.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing I got, this is not necessarily dropping in. But me and Tony had a pretty good conversation and he had a question. Like, I got a question. He's like, I keep on forgetting to like drop in and ask you guys, but is it
Tony from Indiana?
Tony from our club. Yeah. From Indiana. Yeah. I'm going to put him on blast a little bit. Okay.
All right.
Yes. He said this to me and I said, we will talk about this for sure, but now I'm going to put him on blast. So it annoys him, like really bugs him when people go to a show, buy the show shirt and put it on. It really bugs him.
It is so weird what the things that don't actually matter bug each of us. Like there's we have all these things. Like there's things that bug me, and they have absolutely no. It doesn't even mean anything. Mm-hmm. That is a funny one.
And yeah, so he's like, what do we think about that? And I told him, I said, honestly, I never really thought about it, but
I never thought about it at all.
But I mean, okay, so then I was like to kind of like identify with him. I said, okay, well, I always like, and we've talked about this before. I always thought, or I grew up thinking that you don't wear the band shirt to the band that you're going to go see. Like that's lame.
Yeah,
and that's in the similar.
A lot of people wear show shirts. Yeah, but here's the thing, that the difference is he's saying that they buy that show shirt at the show and put it on right then and there.
That's a good point.
What you're saying is they just wear a different shirt from a previous band shirt to that show.
Right.
Neither of those two things bother me. In fact, I wore a Blink shirt to the Blink show.
I wore
a famous shirt to the Blink show.
That was kind of cool though, because that was like a vintage famous.
But I still think wearing the band shirt to the band show is cool.
Yeah,
because it's like an ode to what you're going to see.
That's true.
If you're trying to wear a different band t-shirt, because if you don't wear that band's t-shirt to the show, you're gonna wear a different band shirt to that show, and all you're doing is telling you're like, I'm gonna wear this one, so everyone knows that I also like this band.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. We wear these t-shirts because we want other people to know what we're into.
Right.
Which is just as lame as anything else we said.
To be completely honest with you, I never hated on people for doing it. It's just one of those things you learn and then you just assume, right?
Yeah.
Like I wasn't maliciously going like, I'm not going to wear the band shirt to that. I would just go like getting ready for to go to a show or something and be like, I'm just going to wear this other one, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's almost like it's too much. You're like, I'm already going to see him. I don't need to like wear the band's t-shirt that I'm going to see.
Right. Well, okay. And especially so like if you went and saw like a huge band like Metallica and you wore a Metallica shirt, you probably whatever. But if you're going to like a small club watching a band, that's maybe because it's a little more intimate. But then again,
you don't want them to think you're like a stalker.
Yes. Like a super fan or something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wear a pink shirt tomorrow to the Pink Show.
To the Pink Show.
Yeah.
And
because I'm going to go see the Pinks tomorrow night and Authority Zero.
Cool. Hell yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. But what was I going to say?
Tony's thing with the show shirt.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. But I had one more thought about the whole band thing. The intimate. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't get to the point where like bothers me. If I see someone all wearing like a pink shirt at a pink show, I'm not going to be like, ugh. You know, whatever. I really don't care. You know,
there's this weird balance of like things that bother you that don't mean anything, but it's okay that they bother you, but it's also doesn't matter that they like, it shouldn't matter. You should just go, it doesn't matter.
So I guess go ahead.
I was going to say, but then you also have to remember that there's people that go to these shows and they might not have a truck. They might not have, but they enjoy it all. And so that show shirt is like their thing that they can express their interest in it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know who did it. Oh, Joey. Joey, someone was wearing like a 2003 or 2004 Forbidden
Fantasy. Oh, was it that long haired dude?
Yeah.
When the white one, it was all dirty.
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
to see that's pretty
cool. Yeah, Tony, what's the cutoff year? Are you allowed to wear last year's t-shirt to this year? What's the cutoff?
No, he's specifically talking about the show you're attending.
Yeah.
Buying the basically rocking up to the show, going over, buying the shirt, turn around, changing it, and boom, now you're wearing the shirt. So I hit him with this. I was like, two things. Number one, we have two different shirts at the show. So what about the alternate shirt? Because that's not technically a show shirt. It's sort of like a limited edition shirt. Is that okay? He didn't really have an answer to that. Also,
so now anytime I go to a show with him, I'm going to walk up, buy a shirt,
and put it on. And then I hit him with this one. This is the other good one. So where it's a 3-day event. What about if you bought the shirt on Friday when, you know, whatever, and then Saturday you get up, change, and you put it on? What about that, Tony?
Tony just likes to complain.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's totally fine. I thought that was a really interesting thing that he had going on. But yeah, so I'm going tomorrow down to Riverside. I'm going to see the Venomous Pinks and Authority Zero play. I am super stoked. I actually haven't seen the Pinks play since Lake Havasu last year at the Havasu Meltdown. It's been literally an entire year. I think that
where are they playing at over there?
That's a good question. I mean, not that
the municipal auditorium or something.
No, it's called something else. Hold on, I will help you out. anyway, I don't know. Somewhere down Riverside, doesn't matter. Unless because by the time everybody listens to this, it'll be over. You can't go.
Yep.
So anyway, maybe I will wear a Venomous Pink shirt. You know, just to be different. I don't know why. Like again, we create these brands and we wear these shirts to show everybody what we think is cool or like what we're into, right? So I find myself two funny things about going to punk shows in general is usually I wear club gear because I like to like that's my thing like mm-hmm. or yeah it's mainly club gear because like you know not even my own brand really because I like going in there and like people seeing like oh you know like I'm part of this club that's who I am, which is funny because a couple years ago I saw the Pinks down in Hollywood and I'm waiting to get in and the bouncer comes up to me and he's like Forbidden Fantasy. I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, Moreno Valley. I was like, yeah. And he was an old school truck guy.
That's funny.
I think he was from like Cal Cruisers or something like that from back in the day.
Huh.
Like old school dude.
Yeah.
And then the other funny thing that I end up doing, and this is, I didn't start doing this on purpose, was when I go to a punk show, I don't listen to punk music. I listen to like rap the entire time. I don't know why. Just a weird thing.
Probably because you just listen to whatever.
No, I specifically listen to like rap music while I'm going to a punk show there and back.
Oh.
I don't know why. Hmm. But anyway. This is also a good question. Similar to the shirt question was I thought about this because like I'm seeing Authority Zero. I've listened to Authority Zero like my entire life, but it was never like super heavy rotation. Like I know they're very popular songs. But so when I go see a band that either I don't know or know little about, I like to spend the like week before I go listening to that band heavy. Mm-hmm. So when I go, I can sing along. Because I feel kind of dumb getting somewhere and not knowing the words to certain songs. And like all these people are singing and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know the words. Oh, just mouth it? Like,
yeah. Like, so someone told me one time, actually, you know who told me this?
Mm-hmm.
Is, Humpty Hump. When we went to film him backstage at a show one time,
uh-huh.
That night before
RIP
thing that, yeah, RIP. He told me, and I have this on video. We were in his hotel room and they had music going and stuff. And he goes, you know, if you just say watermelon, but you don't say it, you just say why you're, yeah.
Oh yeah.
It just goes to it. And he goes, watch. And he did it. And I was like, oh,
I'm going to do that when I don't know the lyrics. I'm like,
yeah. Shock G told me and then that someone if you just says, say watermelon.
And then someone says, they're not singing right now.
Yeah, sir. They're not saying watermelon over and over. You idiot.
You idiot. That's funny. You should drop that in here.
I should.
Yeah. This little
clip. I still have all that footage. What was I going to say? Oh, did anyone else have anything about the show to say?
Oh, about the show.
Yeah.
No.
Because you said there was like three things.
Oh, that. Yeah. Let me jump back over to the drop.
I don't know if there was. Jeez. I'm still tired from the weekend, man.
Come on. Hang in there.
I know. I'm still exhausted from the weekend.
Dude. It took me a couple days to recover.
That's because I stayed up past midnight every night.
Yeah, I know. Oh, what? Let's talk about that. About how you want to do a special edition cantina.
Cantina crew.
The cantina crew. But you
have. Yeah, we're going to slip the cantina crew. We're either going to make a special cantina crew shirt.
Uh-huh.
And you have to stay up past midnight to get the shirt.
Heck yeah.
And if you, and then, or we're going to slip the cantina crew into the artwork next year.
Mm. I like both those things.
Yeah. So I think next year, also what I had an idea is next year, we'll have two trucks on the shirt. One will be on the grass and one will be on the asphalt.
Another great idea.
Yeah.
Everybody forget about that. So it's a surprise next year.
It's a surprise. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm already thinking about next year.
Right. So. Well, that's really cool, man. That's really cool that this year was so exciting that we're just so stoked to keep moving forward. You know, we said
that. And last weekend I was kind of complaining a little bit because I was kind of in the heat of the moment about people chirping and stuff like that.
I didn't feel like it was too much.
Okay, because it was nothing. Like,
right.
It was just nothing. But I just, sometimes when I start talking about stuff, I just get a little emotional about it. But no, it was, the weekend was perfect.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and we were a little raw that day. I mean, we had just gotten back, so it was a little raw. But yeah, no, I don't think it was anything was really too over the top about anything. But yeah, it was a perfect weekend. And and not only like you and I, because we talk about this every week, being having this energy for next year. Literally the whole club has the same energy.
The whole club. I talked to Oliver for a while last night on the phone, and he said, the only thing that sucks about your show is it's already over.
Yeah.
He's like, everything. And oh, that's another post-pod thing that I don't want to bring up right now. I'd like to bring it up, but I don't want to be negative, but I'll talk to you about it in the post-pod.
Okay. We'll bring, next week will be the negative talk.
Turn it all positive now. Next week, you want to hear some crap?
Yeah, no, we're keeping it positive on this week.
It was like, it was perfect. Like all the clubs severed, no regrets. Like everybody, you know, like there was a few hiccups, you know, like, but it was really good. So next year it's getting even better. Like I already talked to Erica about a bunch of stuff that we're going to do. Glenn, all these things just to make it run smooth.
Yeah. Super excited. I think we talked about these, you pointed it out. On a couple episodes ago, but the coins, I got one myself. I didn't talk about it last week, and it's just so cool.
How'd you come up on one?
I parked on the grass
because Jesse was he was.
I gave him plenty of tecates. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He says like the show, like that's his time to kind of like let loose, you know.
Yeah.
So I gave him a few tecates, and then he's all, "Hey, buddy, you want one of these?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
He was feeling good on Friday night because we were walking around the parking lot and I could tell he was just like letting loose. It's funny when Jesse does that because he's very reserved and he kind of just like, he has this thing where he's got to be like hard, you know, like, and then you get him and he's just a softy.
Yeah. He's a super fun guy to hang out with.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I copped one of these. It says around the rim, I parked on the grass at FFF I made it on the grass.
Yeah.
At FFF. Super cool. It's kind of neat because like I also like I forgot about it, you know, but remember you made the coins for the 25th anniversary. Like I forgot I had that, so I was like, oh, and I kind of compared them, and it's kind of cool to have these things now. I put up a little Did you see my post? I said I'm a coin collector.
Yeah,
now.
You said you're a coin collector.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah, I have the that was it the 25 year when we did the
25,
coin?
Yeah.
So it's 25. I've got the Hall of Fame rings.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, that's just.
Or no, I have the 30-year ring that Roulette and you guys.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
And then I have the two Hall of Fame rings. It's looking pretty legit.
I know you're just like dumping on everybody with your accolades.
I know.
Man, I have this coin.
Oh, you're not a Hall of Famer?
No, not a Hall of Famer. No, not even.
Well, the
close.
Show is so you're like a 5% Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but Hall of Famer by association.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's what we all are. That ring is a Hall of Fame ring by association.
Yeah,
because
it's for the Forbidden Fantasy show.
Yeah, because without all of us, that ring, that wouldn't have happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. But yeah, no, the coin's cool. Everything's cool, man.
Everything's cool.
And we still have 8 minutes to kill. So what's going on with you?
I got some more parts for my Tacoma yesterday. From my Toyota junkyard guy across the canal over there. What's that?
I'm sorry. I was just reading a message.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Okay. Never mind. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
Never mind. It all doesn't matter.
Never mind.
No,
doesn't matter.
No, nothing matters. Go ahead.
Okay. no, I got some more Tacoma interior parts. I got the knee. The thing that I don't know what it's called, but the thing that goes under the dash that wraps around the bottom of the steering wheel. I got the steering wheel clamshell. I got the bezel that goes around the cluster. And so my interior is essentially with those few things basically complete, besides door rubbers and things like that.
Carpet. Are you going to put carpet in it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to sound in the whole thing.
Oh, nice.
All that. So I got to take it back to Tanner's soon. And do a couple of small things. And then Alan's like, when you bringing it over, when you bringing it over.
Oh, is he excited to paint it?
Yeah, he wants to do it. So I'm like, I don't have any more money.
Do you do it for free? Yeah. He's like, get out of here.
So, yeah. That's a.
Hold on. That's something that I could bring up real quick. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah. Frank has left the chat for a minute. Not sure what he's doing. But if I keep talking, I don't have to edit this out. Since
we're just reaching for stuff here.
Yeah.
But Alan's kid drew me this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah, I'm going to show it to the camera.
Yep.
Yeah, so Alan's kid, sweet little Alan, girl.
A.K. Airbrushing.
A.K. Airbrushing. It was coming around. It was kind of funny. I'll tell you the little story. It's really cute. So,
because she had folded up pieces of paper because I picked one and I didn't win a drawing.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay, well, don't feel bad because I didn't win the first two times.
Okay.
So she was rocking around the show, had this like little container, and she had these little fold up things, and she's all, pick one. And so you pick one and then you open it up and either you're a winner or a loser. And so I open it up and it's all, maybe next time. And I was like, aw. So I put it away. Later, the day goes on, Alan and his daughter come up again. She's all, here, pick another one. And I was like, okay. So I open it up. It's all fake. And I'm all, oh, man. I said, that's fine. Here you go.
Yeah.
So then later on the day, she came back up and she's all, try again. I think it's going to work out for you this time. So she gives a thing. It's all, winner. And then she presents me with this cool little.
That is so
this,
cool.
And it's like, I don't want to say actually, but it's really cool. Like,
it is.
It's not just some like, you know, little doodle. It's
I also like how when anyone draws you or when it does artwork of you, the LA hat is like the big thing that you wear, right?
Yeah, it's like a permanent thing.
You can't really see the LA hat. Like, she didn't make it.
Right, yeah. It's very
subtle. It's there, but it's not there. So it's like it wasn't dependent on the LA hat.
Yeah. No, it's super cool. Thank you so much to her. And, of course, I hooked her up, gave her some stuff. And it was cool. It was really, really kind of a sweet little thing.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, there were so many good things about the show that it's going to be like a full on Friday. I mean, it already is a full on Friday and Saturday thing. But next year we're doing... I already got the taco people that were out there, my friends.
Uh-huh.
The food was really good.
It was really good. And like I think this happens to people who do food in general. It's because you have this product that if you don't sell it, it's gone, right?
Yeah.
So I think they, like a lot of people who do that kind of like under prepare just in case, like need to tell them like be over prepared because like the food was super good and super nice people. You know, but some people were waiting like kind of like, you know, 45, I heard 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
So just like be ready. Cause like it's going to work out for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they went and they actually had more stuff, but it was frozen.
Oh, is that what I didn't
something happened where it was frozen. And so they had to actually like take a pause
And let it
and
fall.
Redo it.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were there, but, it also goes like, we only had them out there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a barbecue guy, but he left.
Yeah, what happened with that? That dude rocked up. I don't know. It was weird,
man. Because
and then he left.
He hit me up last minute.
Oh.
And I was just like, yeah, just come out. And he gets there, and then he just leaves. So next year, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
So like, but the taco people they suggested a beef jerky guy. They've got a kettle corn guy. They've got, so we're going to have like more things out there for people to do. So
can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I don't know how to track them down, but the corn dog people from Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
That would be
One's ever had that, they were, they'd come to the Day to Remember show, and they corn dogs. That's all they do, corn dogs, but they are like the tastiest. I think I would say that they were better than like a state fair corn dog.
Yeah, state fair food is hit and miss.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, overrated.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But this stuff was good. They like, you get it, you get your, you know, usually mustard and then a little drizzle of honey on top. Dang. So yeah, that's my suggestion.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, it was good. On Friday, I was like, when they were doing rolling, I just walked up. I was like, hey, I need 100 tacos.
Yeah. That was half, cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Half with no lettuce or half with nothing, half plain and then half with everything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, don't just bring them over to us when, you know, and I was like, oh, that's such a good idea. I'm going to do that next year too, but I'll have more prepared. So like, we'll have tacos for dinner again next year.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. to sum it up, like you said, the whole weekend was stellar. It kicked ass. It was so much fun. Glad every and also, you know, through the not that I had seen, but through the internet, super, everybody's positive. Everybody had a good time. Oh,
yeah, people, the coverage is crazy. And Will Crooked just dropped like 500, 600 photos yeah. on his Facebook page. So do, look up Crooked Photography on Facebook. There's albums in there.
I'm working on the video.
What's that?
I'm working on the video. It probably won't be before Mini Nats, but it's not going to be 6 months. It's going to be very soon.
What videos, Davi, do you still have from last year that are you going to still do them?
I don't want to talk about that. Just kidding.
Why? I still have one.
I have three. I have three. Sparks, Dino's, and Showdown. Or I'm sorry, not Showdown. Vic Show.
Vic Show. Which I'm surprised that you didn't put that one out right away.
Yeah, I know. Because like I started editing it and I just lost track. But yeah. Well, you know why? It's because I want that one to be really, really good, you know? So that's just an excuse. But anyway, that's what happened.
No, I know what you mean. But yeah, this whole new thing that you're doing, though, is like you're more excited to get the videos out now.
I'm really excited about this one.
Yeah.
There's some fun moments, some yeah. really fun moments in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might hit you up this weekend for some footage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I shot that on your phone, that like you said, oh, here, take this and... When you were doing the thing with the Tacoma.
Yeah, because I actually wanted to get down and help, not just sit there with my phone and film these guys changing my wheels.
Yeah.
Felt really bad. But no, just like if you have any of just a few vehicles rolling in, because I'm telling just a real fast behind the scenes story.
Okay.
It's nothing. It's not a music to it. It's not anything. It's literally just, this is the show that my club throws that I'm a part of. Here's some behind the scenes, me loading the trailer, me going over, basically me going to Tanner's, me loading the trailer, mm-hmm. me driving there and then getting there. And then a couple shots of like having fun and then it'll be back to right now.
Oh, cool.
So
yeah definitely. Yeah. I'll shoot those over to you. But yeah, so that's it.
I think that's it, right?
That's it. Thanks for tuning in.
Probably forgetting stuff. I have show shirts.
That's right. You have a lot of them.
I have a lot of show shirts, XLs and double XLs in both t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. So the show artwork and the alternate artwork.
Yeah. I think both in two XLs in both. I have a few larges left in the limited edition. So if anybody wants show shirts or banners, just they're on the Grindr TV website. It's weird that they're on there, but I'm not going
to. That's the easiest way to get it. Yeah. That's the easiest way to get them out.
Yep.
Cool.
And that's it.
And go to our website. Well, you already mentioned your website. Go to my website and purchase stuff so we can make more stuff, so we can go places and do things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And build trucks.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Later.